You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Where the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because.
Hey, are they ready to go yet?
It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Hey now, what a nice morning again. It's just, you know, it's the same every day, isn't it? It's almost like Groundhog Day.
Happy hump day.
For weather, anyway.
Yeah, happy yes. Wednesday.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. 92.7, check us out on the Civic Media app, too, and voice notice if you can.
Yes, we have just a few clouds this morning, but it's mainly clear, and it's going to be a beautiful day. Highs in the low 70s, but it's nice and cool again this morning, 49 degrees currently.
It doesn't feel it. I mean, you can go out with just a light shirt on.
A flannel
and
shirt.
That's about it. Yeah.
Well, you want some pants and shoes, I
didn't think pants were necessary.
Well, we were going to talk to you about that. But maybe after the show.
Really? Don't
find some trousers.
I'm surprised no one said anything so far.
Don't look at the stream, okay? Don't look at the stream.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. So here we are. Wednesday, a little bit later on, Mike McCabe will join us. He's got a new Substack article. And we'll talk to him about that. We've got more Brewer tickets to give away. They won again last night. Last-minute win.
Racking them up.
Yeah. They're doing great. So we'll have some more Brewers tickets, and you'll be able to go to the game if you win those tickets with us.
Yeah.
Your dreams have come true. Come to AmFam Field and sit next to John and Gordy. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait for that. That's coming up really soon now. I mean, the month is just sliding by here, you know?
Yeah,
we're gonna have to get our.
The game is September 4th.
Well,
against the Phillies.
Well, that's
the game
really,
that we're going to. Yes.
Yeah, that's. Let me see here. That's 7 days away. About a week.
Sure.
Or so.
I think you're right. Yeah. So
3 days.
Yeah.
How many days in this month? I don't know. No idea.
30 days.
Some people know
September,
that.
April, June, and November.
There you go.
All the rest have 31, except for February. And that's,
so.
Yeah.
What? 30 days, right?
Do I have to recite it again? 30 days, half of September, April, June, and November.
I don't
know
what
that means.
Do you
hear August in there anywhere yet? 31 days in August.
Okay, 31 days. Okay.
Well, we went to a Brewers game before, too. This is the second time that we're going to.
Yeah.
So hopefully, and they won last time, so I'm hoping they get another dub again.
Yeah. We're going to try another restaurant.
Yeah.
At the stadium.
Really?
You know, I thought the sandwiches were good, but I just want to try someplace else, you know, just see what's going on. Maybe get one of the sausages, because that's that's what they talk about at the stadium.
Yeah.
The race of the sausages, or whatever
they
call it.
That's the big deal during the seventh inning stretch there, And maybe you'll get another chance to catch another foul ball.
Wow, huh?
No way. That was
not. You can't top that. You get one chance in a lifetime.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And you find yourself holding a beer in one hand. And I don't usually drink beer anymore.
Yeah.
Boy, do I miss it, you know. But
why did you stop?
Well, you know, health reasons.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not a deadly thing or anything like that. It's just you have to cut down on the alcohol when you get to be a certain age, over 55.
Mm. Okay.
No hints as to how old we are. I'm not telling.
All right.
But hey, yeah, fun night last night on Pete Schwab's show, right?
Yeah, we had a good time. We were talking UFOs and ghosts, and it was a great time.
It was a good time. Yeah. We found out that the Earth was not going to be pierced by some kind of flying object in outer space.
So
that's good.
As far as we know.
Yeah. Well, no, he definitely said it's not happening.
Mm.
We're getting missed by that object, right?
But if it's an alien object and they can control it, these aliens, you know, they can steer it at
what,
the last
with their
minute.
Minds or some kind of remote control someplace?
Maybe, yes. Maybe so.
Maybe it is Galactus.
Okay. And Mitch Goth was also really good, too.
Yes.
The Ghost Explorer, yeah.
Excellent. Yes. Phone lines are open, as well as the text line, 608-879-8255, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Shall we get to what's happening? What's worse? What's your problem?
Already? This is a dream come true for me.
Well, this is too early.
All right.
Should
well, let's
I
hold
go
on
some kind of rant and yeah, start talking you, about
got
politics?
Another, yeah. You got another rant ready?
You have a rant ready, or...?
We could check out the latest poll numbers here.
Yes.
You know.
Why don't we check the poll?
We
out?
Do that every morning around this time. You can go to WMDXradio.com and participate in
you
the poll.
You got to tell us what you think because it's really, really important.
Oh, it's a really important question. Do you support legalized recreational marijuana in Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. Yes, but I forgot what's the question. That's at 60%. B, absolutely not, unless the price is low enough. That's at 20%.
Yeah.
And C, only if Trump lowers the price by 200%. 20% for that. Only if Trump lowers the price by 200%. That's giving it 20%. That's what I just said.
Yeah, okay. Get some money back and maybe some extra marijuana.
Yes.
Or whatever they call it now.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it strange?
Weed.
You know, I mean, can you imagine the songs that could come out by, you know, just
Cheech
these
and Chong?
Weird mentions? Yeah. Weird names now that they have given each and every one of these elements that make you high or at least make you feel good or even cure disease.
Yeah. We should dig out some old Cheech and Chong. I mean, everybody knows, you know, Dave's not here.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of other funny stuff.
They did.
They had several albums. And, a couple of movies, two or three movies. Yeah. We should do a little deep dive into that someday.
Why don't you check and see in our files, my files.
I do have one.
We have that Cheech and Chong, the record.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Why don't we hear it?
Let's play it.
Yeah, let's play
Comedy
it.
Cut, first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's a new Cheech and Chong record, man.
Well, who, man?
It's a Cheech and Chong record, man. The two funny guys. Here, put it on, man.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Handle it by the edges, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I waited for 3 weeks to get this, man.
Yeah, man.
Be careful with it, man.
Yeah, all right.
That's
a short cut. Okay.
And it running back
that's
twice.
That's not the whole cut, but okay.
No, that's,
I have to find the whole thing.
It goes on and on, you know, where he keeps scratching the record
over and over.
I don't know what happened. Is that my cut?
Because
I have that whole cut on there. I repeated it a number of times on there it was so much fun.
I'll have to find it.
I mean, you know, back then, you know, these audiophiles, really loved vinyl.
Oh yeah,
and I just thought this was a good poke at them.
Mm.
Yeah, so I can't really find that cut any place.
Really,
I have that recording, but I have no idea where that particular track is.
No kidding,
in the library. Yeah,
I got it. Who is Cheech and Chong? Am I too young to know?
Cheech Marin,
okay,
and Tommy Chong.
Okay,
yep.
They were a comedy team around 1969, 70.
Based on smoking pot, essentially. Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah. From L.A.
First movie was Up in Smoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check it out sometime.
Unimpressed.
Okay. I think it's time now to go with Would You Rather.
All right. Let's.
You know,
let's,
why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
Keep the comedy coming.
Let's keep the comedy coming.
Okay.
The hits just never stop.
What?
Yeah.
Would You Rather.
Yes, it is. All right. First question.
Did you even more echo to that?
No.
Is there another?
I did like weeks back, but now I've just left it, and now it's been a staple, I think.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
So used to it now.
Okay. First question. Would you rather have an invulnerability field around yourself or no one in your presence can lie ever? They all have to tell the truth when they're by you.
Wow. Okay.
Boy, this is a deep question for you, Don.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to go funny at the start of this would you rather whole spiel, but now I'm going, you know, this is going to be intense now.
Yeah.
What do you think, Chuck?
Well, I don't expect anybody to lie to me, so I'll take the invisibility shield.
That's a well thought out answer.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd go along with that.
I think I would go along with that, too. You persuaded me, John. Thank you.
Okay, well, I should go into a long explanation. By the way, what are we getting here from Linda? She went out to our game.
She's the winner. Roll it back
okay,
up.
Okay, let's go back there.
Because she just says, I love Brewer games, went to Wrigley, and another game in Milwaukee, so much fun.
Yeah.
Linda, go to our, you should enter the contest.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like it. Okay.
Absolutely.
She supports legalizing THC.
Go to the poll and you can also chime in. Poll you can find at WMDXradio.com. Okay, back to you for part two of Would You Rather.
All right, part two of Would You Rather. All right.
Well, I thought that was it. Okay.
Still got another one. Would you rather survive forever on just coconut water or fatty fish?
I'd go with the coconut water, I think.
I think I would do the same, because you get hydration.
You're easily swayed, aren't you?
Get you get electrolytes. Yeah, I am. Yeah. What would you do?
You like the fatty fish, John?
Oh, yeah, Yeah, the fatty fish.
That's
where I'm going.
You get protein, you know.
I know.
You get oil and everything.
So. Yeah. The omega-3s, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Is coconut water...
It's not
healthy.
Bad for you. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
I think it is healthy for you. Yeah. It has a ton of electrolytes.
Okay. Oh, good. Thanks for sharing. Let's see. What else have we got going today? We've got the Brewers tickets to give away. Mike McCabe will be in. And
You know.
You've got all kinds of stories. I mean, you've got a backlog, once again, of stories.
I do.
And you were talking before we went on the air about how tomorrow we're going to have even more. Why is tomorrow?
We got so many stories that, you know, these other stories broke like late last night and now this morning. So we're going to get a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's going to be just an avalanche of news tomorrow as well. I mean, it just keeps happening and happening. I just... I have to kind of just get this off my chest because I get so angry about it. Oh, we don't have any time? All right. Well,
no, we've got time.
We've got a minute. I guess I'm just going to have to wait till tomorrow.
Well, what are you talking about? Okay. All right. Well, yeah, a lot of stuff went on in that cabinet meeting yesterday.
Wow.
Apparently, never-ending cabinet meeting where everybody's just kissing Trump's butt.
It's
over and over again.
How many things can you say about that?
Good
lying,
Lord.
Whatever.
It's too much. Okay. Let's see. We are just getting started on a Wednesday morning after a late Tuesday night.
It's kind of a... Well, you know,
it's the marathon session for us this week.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. 19 minutes past the hour. A little bit later on, Mike McCabe will join us. We will be right back after a few well-chosen words and phrases from our dedicated and devoted sponsor people. All right? Stay with us. It's John and Gordy in the morning. WMDX. Tell me, sweet little.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 Bluetooth us into your car stereo and listen that way, or just watch us on Facebook or YouTube. I mean, we want you to drive safely, mm-hmm. but at the same time, we know that you can do two things at once. Oh. That is watch us and drive.
Sure. Why not?
That's going to be our slogan. Watch us and drive.
Okay. Again, got to workshop some of these things before we throw them out on the air.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to rethink
that. Okay. The John and Gordy Show. That's us. That's yeah. John Peterson, Gordy Young, and Dom in the producer chair there. You may or may not know this, but the John and Gordy Show was nominated for Best of Madison. They still haven't awarded anybody yet. I mean, we know that we're in the final six. We don't know if we're in the top three.
Right.
We won't find out who won the whole thing until the end of September.
This is ridiculous to keep this such a secret, right?
Somebody knows. You know, somebody at Madison Magazine probably knows.
They're having competitions all the time at Madison Magazine.
Yeah. Anyway, let me start again. The John and Gordy Show were nominated for Best of Madison, and so was one of our favorite dinner spots, Sugar yeah. River Pizza. Mm-hmm. Now to celebrate, WMDX is giving you, that's right, you, talking to you now, a shot at winning your dinner with a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza. We do this every single week. You can continue to enter every week. Head to WMDXradio.com, enter online. We'll reset the contest every Friday, so make sure you come back for more chances to win. It's WMDXradio.com. You could win a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza and WMDX.
Yes.
Okay. Great pizza at Sugar River.
Oh, I love it there.
Yeah, and that's at the Sugar River Pizza location in Sun Prairie.
Yeah, it's
that's
a gorgeous place.
Yeah.
A lot of beer on tap, too.
Oh, man. And those big
windows. I mean, I do drink beer from time to time. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those. What a view from there.
No, you
got those great big picture windows.
Well,
that can
I know,
open them up.
I know. And then you open up, you get all the mosquitoes and stuff like
that.
Okay. No, they actually.
<they're>... I'm sure the people at Sugar River appreciate your side comments. About their beautiful patio that looks out. Okay, never mind.
Over the ponds that they have out there along the freeway.
So, good God. Can't take you anywhere.
So, no, we asked them about it. And
yes.
they don't have any mosquitoes out there at all. It's like a mosquito-free zone out there. And I was surprised to hear that. So, and I was actually glad to hear that.
Yes.
You know, there aren't that many. Like...
Dig your way out of this one. Go ahead.
I know. I do want to bring it up. I think it's amazing because we went through like a month of mosquitoes, right? And then after that, even though we had tons of rain, they didn't come back.
Okay.
Right? Has anybody noticed any mosquitoes? No.
No.
Not by my house.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm right again, okay? I'm not trying to dig myself out of something that I found myself in. All right? Okay.
All right.
So, you know, I got this thing that really makes me angry as heck. Pam Bondi is, she's not looking healthy first.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't want to go by looks here, but she always looks a little burnt out constantly.
Well, she's busy.
Her eyes are red, and she's very abrupt. She's not a happy person. And I'm not worried about her health.
Well, she was at that cabinet meeting. That cabinet meeting went 3 hours and 16 minutes.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Can you? Oh,
That should go down in history. Yeah. Save that video. Anyway, Pam Bondi keeps going out there accusing Abrego Garcia of being a part of MS-13. There is never been a decision that links him to that.
Mm.
The courts have not decided that. She continues to accuse this guy as if he were guilty. She is not.
She's the attorney
general. She's the attorney general. She can't go out there and just make accusations, unfounded accusations. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No judge of any kind has ever ruled that Garcia was ever a part of MS-13. Get it straight. What is wrong with her? And then she went on this rant about grooming children that come into this country and they're going to get rid of it finally, once and for all. There's nothing to any of this. What they're doing is they're scaring the daylights out of every American that believes anything these liars say. And that's just bothering the heck out of me. I can't.
They're going with fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and hate. That's their whole agenda. That's it.
Andrew says you might need a muzzle for John today.
Thank you for that text, Andrew. Read my mind.
Well, okay, Andrew. Do you think I'm right about Pam Bondi? Huh?
Okay.
All right. Come on, man.
Go ahead and text us back, Andrew.
But, you know, she came out with a comment, and it just really, really irritated me. She ended the comment by saying, we're not going to set him free. We're going to get rid of him, keep him out of the country, and we're not going to have him free in this country like the liberals want.
Wow.
And I was thinking, what? You're the AG. You represent all of us, liberals and conservatives alike.
Right.
You don't sit there and take a shot at the liberals. Mm. And, you know, the liberals. Well, I guess in this case, we just want to hear that he's guilty sometime. Mm. But if he isn't guilty and it hasn't been decided by a court, then stop accusing him of something he hasn't done.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Where is that damn muzzle? I want the muzzle.
Okay. We'll find it. 29 past the hour. After we check in with the Midwest Food and Farm Report, we'll be back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX from beautiful Madison, Wisconsin.
Within the herd.
Oh my God!
There is a place without boundaries. A place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yeah, you got it. WMDX 92.7. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young sitting in this morning along with our engineer.
Dominic Lee.
Alfredo Garcia.
Got my name already? Come on.
No. No, you're not guilty. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You don't have to go by Dom. Seriously, you do not have to change your name.
Okay. It's a great start to the Wednesday. We've got clear skies now and cool temperatures, 49 degrees, highs in the low to mid-70s. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be nice all day long. Maybe a little rain later tonight, talking about that.
You think so?
That's what I think.
Yeah. Well, you might be right about that.
Got Brewers tickets to give away. We'll do that in our next hour. Mm-hmm. And also Mike McCabe will join us in our 7 o'clock hour. Got a new Substack article about AOC.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good article, by the way. I agree with him 100%. He's also got a few other things we'll cover. Interesting stuff, as usual. You know, it's always fun talking to Mike.
Yep.
Let's get to... Well, we were watching the headlines this morning, right?
Yeah.
President Trump says that he can do anything he wants because he's president.
Yeah, that's the quote.
Yeah.
I have the right to do anything I want. I'm the president of the United States.
So there's nothing unhealthy about that.
But he's not a dictator.
No.
Not yet.
No.
Although, you know, maybe some people want a dictator. That's what he was kind of going with yesterday. You know, some people like the idea.
Well, he's doing everything himself. He's not relying on anybody.
Right.
You know? He's kind of replaced the police, the armies, National Guard.
Yeah.
I mean, he is he's the commander-in-chief of everything.
He's the boss man.
Now, interesting, though, you know, with all the security that he's providing for D.C. and maybe other cities as well— He's also defunding the police. What? He's making crime worse. Well, what? All right. We've got a guy. This is Dan Coe, founder of Reverent Media. And he has a response to Trump's claims. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
Make the argument to me that Donald Trump is the one defunding the police.
So there is no president in modern history who has done more to cut money to law enforcement nationwide. Donald Trump announced that he was freezing $1 million in grants to 48 states and 550 community violence intervention programs, including for things like police overtime in Meridian, Connecticut. I used to be chief of staff at the city of Boston. The rate of homicides per 100,000 in Boston is 3.5. Compare that to D.C. at 27 or Jackson at 72. The reason why we did that is because we brought the community together with the police. We built that trust. There's an organization called Youth Alive in California, in Oakland, one of the places that Donald Trump pointed out. They go to the bedside of youth after they've been involved with violence. 113 people last year went through that program. Only one got into violence again the next year. That program just lost their funding. You tell Donald Trump how we're going to reduce crime in neighborhoods when you're cutting the very funding that will prevent it every time.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. That's
I know.
That's a big story.
The thing about preventing crime is also one way of cutting down on crime, right?
It's kind of the same thing.
Well, maybe they don't get that yet. I don't know.
Apparently not.
Wow.
Yeah, so they keep cutting and cutting
to
help out the local police, but bring in the National Guard. Bring in the military.
All right, I'm going to bring out Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he debated a talk show host. Boy, these guys aren't real bright. Anyway, this is Patrick Bet-David, and they were talking about COVID, and we're going to hear the old arguments about COVID from Patrick Bet-David. And Neil, of course, has an answer to all of it, and I really like this discussion, so why don't we play this? Here we go.
From what we knew at the beginning of COVID to what we know today, what do we know about the vaccine today that we didn't know while we were all testing it in America, taking it? What have we learned now?
What do you mean testing it on America? There were tests before it was released.
9 months is not a long time to test.
No, but it was tested.
Yeah, but 9 months, the average is 5 to 10 years. I mean, 9 months is not enough.
Okay, so you have to say, you have to ask. It was tested in trials. Okay? There were trials. That's what the point of phase 1, 2, 3 trials are all about. Enough to get data on how to then advise the larger population. For you to say it wasn't tested is a gap between your awareness and understanding how things work and what actually happened. Do you say, let's keep testing it while the virus keeps spreading? People are dying. Hospitals are becoming overloaded. Do you say, we have good data on the 1,000, it's not yet at 1 million in case you wanted 1 million. Are you gonna say, let's wait another 6 months so we get another 1 million in here? Will you do that as a public health professional?
No, I would have said, allow the individual to still have a choice that's okay with 1,000 instead of a few million. Leave the person have the choice, not force him to take it or else you're going to get out of the Marines and you've been doing this for 14 years. Not force him to take it or else
dumbest
you have to quit your job as a nurse.
There's a public health
force versus
public health.
There's a choice.
There's a public health contract where in part we depend on each other for health, our wealth, our security, and the like. If you do not get vaccinated, you will put other people in this organization at risk, and that organization does not want to take that risk. So you do not have this job anymore if you decline it. There has to be a consequence to you not participating in that social contract.
Somebody may say, well, freedom of choice, I want to choose what I want to do with the body. If I can't force you to get an abortion, you shouldn't be able to force
me to get
that.
Because it's not about you. It's about people you interact with. Abortion. And that's the social contract. In a case where you can contaminate someone else, it's not about you.
COVID vaccine hasn't been tested for it. It was something we just came up. But let me.
I don't know what point you're making. Other than it was tested, you might.
9 months is not.
You might prefer. No, it's not a matter of time. It's a matter of how many. Yes, the number of people is paramount. You test as many people as you can.
Sure.
I think it was thousands. But
is it fair to say that some of the side effects we may not know for 5, 10, 15, 20 years?
Your decision point is not, I don't want to take the virus because 5 or 10 years from now there could be a side effect.
Which is a possibility.
If you say, I don't want to take the virus because it hasn't been tested for 5 years and there could be some long-term side effect that worries me. At one point, 87% of everyone dying in the hospital of COVID was unvaccinated. Your risk choice is, I'm not going to take it because maybe somewhere down the line something will happen and we don't know what that is. Or I will risk getting COVID. And if I get COVID, depending on your age and other things, there's a 3% chance of me dying in the hospital. That's your choice.
The individual not have the right to say, I don't want to take it because that's...
You don't have the right to contaminate someone else.
So what do I do? Stay home all day?
Yeah, or go to the beach, yeah.
I want to know how you process this as a guy that's well-read, smart.
I process the data. What happens to me if I get COVID? There's a chance I'll get long COVID, and there's a chance I'll be hospitalized, and there's a chance I'll die. I take the vaccine, it mitigates this, and I will accept the risk that in 5 years I'll grow a third arm. That's the kind of decision making that I make. You want a world where you can do whatever you want and have it influence other people.
Yeah. I'm not saying that.
You kind of are.
I'm not saying that, though.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Saying that. You're
back and forth, kind of back and forth.
But it's great stuff, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the argument that we've been trying to make all this time.
Oh, boy.
And finally, you know, it...
So that was Neil deGrasse Tyson. Right. And who was the other individual there?
Patrick Bet-David. I've never heard of him.
It
doesn't sound like a great talk show host either. But anyway, didn't make a good point and kept getting back to this freedom thing. You know, we saw it in our own Supreme Court here with Rebecca Bradley.
Mm. Okay.
Telling our governor that he was a tyrant because he asked people to stay indoors and not have large groups of people get together.
Yeah.
He was a tyrant for that. The whole point here is that we're not using healthcare to take over the government and become a king. We're actually trying to prevent people from dying, and it's a public health issue.
It was a pandemic.
Yes.
For crying out loud.
Public health
is... Do we not remember that?
You know, I don't know why we were never able to kind of land this idea, but the point is it's public health.
Yeah.
It's a separate issue. It's not political, or it shouldn't be. Maybe that's what they see it as, a political issue that they can use someday.
Apparently.
But the liberals don't look at it that way. It's a pandemic, and we need to save people's lives. And a lot of people were dying.
Yeah.
All right. So good argument. I appreciate that. Here's something good. You know, I've been around a long time, and you remember Media Matters, right?
Sure.
Yeah. A federal judge blocked... people from trying to silence Media Matters. A federal judge blocked the Federal Trade Commission from investigating Media Matters for America, the liberal watchdog group that was criticized so many times by the right wing. In fact, it has been criticized because it went in. It actually posted a lot of video and comments from people who actually have made outrageous statements, and they get blowback from it, and they're blaming Media Matters for it. Well, I mean, that's what happens.
That's kind of, that's the way it goes.
They don't like getting blowback for any of this stuff. The district judge, Sparkle Suknanen, issued an injunction against the FTC, ruling that its probe purportedly to investigate an advertiser boycott concerning social media platforms amounted to a violation of Media Matters' free speech rights.
Okay.
And she wrote, "It should alarm all Americans when the government retaliates against individuals or organizations for engaging in constitutionally protected public debate." And that's Media Matters has been criticized for so many years, and it's just mind-boggling because all they do is they play back the video. That's all they do.
It's their job, yeah.
And for some reason, you know, they're lying and they're, I don't know, just ridiculous accusations all over the place. Mm. Okay, we got time for, we do not have time for that.
3 minutes.
Yeah, I have something. I just, you know, okay, John Stossel
like
is the craziest guy in
two
the world.
2 minutes, yeah. John Stossel with ABC for a long time.
He was a consumer reporter for so many years, and all of a sudden he just went off the deep end. We'll get to that after the break. Now I can't get to this story.
There's too many stories here.
All right, how about BlackRock and private equity? They've got a big scam going on. They're buying back an entire housing development. Let's listen to Cut 192. We do have time for that. Let's play it.
All right.
They buy a whole housing, like a 500 house division, and they're going to get those at a huge discount because they only make five models and they buy everything in bulk. We might have had to pay $500,000 for it. They're getting them at $300,000. Okay, right. So they buy 500 houses at $300,000. Okay, they put them all in a portfolio. They could flip that through a secondaries market, but even better, they could hold those houses for a year. Don't let anyone move in. Keep it looking like a construction zone. Okay, and then a year later, they sell three of those houses that they bought for $300,000 to themselves in another fund for $700,000.
And they've just
and that creates three comps in the neighborhood. They do one of each of the models. Mm. Okay. And now the entire neighborhood, each house is valued at $700,000. And then they're going to turn them into obscene rentals. And simultaneously, they're going to have a double and a half value on that portfolio to borrow against.
Right.
And every American in that community was just priced out of everything around that community.
Oh, they're so smart. Aren't they just so smart the
they're
way
so
they
disgusting.
Do this? They're
yeah.
so just clever the way
so
they do
clever.
This, isn't it?
So that's
Damn.
It. That's what
wow.
they're doing. And these private equity firms are doing this all over the country, buying these giant Man. Neighborhoods. And then, you know, raising the price of each home with just individual little sales, yeah. and that creates the comps, and then it raises the prices for all the other homes.
Yeah, what a scam.
And I right? used to be a real estate agent at one time. So.
Right? Okay. It is 6:48. We were coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning, 92 FM WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I knew a guy like this.
Yeah. Classic yes, Cheech and Chong.
It really is.
92.7 WMDX with John and Gordy on this Wednesday morning. Sunshine. Beautiful start this morning. Highs in the low 70s later today. And
yeah.
right now, 50 degrees here. You know, we were talking earlier about how many dispensaries are there now on
That's
State
right.
Street.
We'll have to go down State
Dom,
Street.
We're going
to
give Countable. You that assignment. Yeah. We want you to actually physically go. Just you got to take one walk down and one back up here.
Okay, I'll bring my notepad.
Count the number of dispensaries.
And I want you to be able to go around a corner. I mean, okay. they might be just around the corner, too.
And all then right. eventually we want to find out how many are in Madison yes. all together.
Right.
Okay.
I know that's a big assignment for you, but maybe you can get some help.
Okay.
And buy whatever you feel like buying.
That's what I was going to say. Can I go into each, just, you know, establishment?
Yeah,
well,
sure.
you're old enough, yes.
Okay.
So, is he? I don't know.
Got to check your ID again, but okay.
All right, let's get to John Stossel. Has socialism failed?
What?
No, I don't think so. But the better question is, has capitalism failed? Most people.
Mm.
Now, the EU is doing fine with their socialist ways. But really, the question is, have consumers caught on to the fact that maybe capitalism is putting everybody where they are right now?
Mm.
From paycheck to paycheck, they can't afford anything, and prices are going through the roof. Well, let's listen to John Stossel as only he can put it.
Okay.
Socialist politicians are on the rise.
I'm running for mayor.
This Democratic socialist will probably be the next mayor of Minneapolis. And socialist Zoran Mondani is likely to be the next mayor of New York City.
Yeah.
Socialism always fails.
Yeah.
In my last video, I covered some of Mondani's bad ideas, but he has more. So I made this second video.
Oh, thank you.
This campaign is for every New Yorker who believes that government's job is to actually make our lives better.
Mamdani says he'll make our lives better by giving us free stuff.
I'll make childcare available to all New Yorkers at no cost.
I like where he stands on freezing rent, making public transit cheap and free.
Childcare!
Universal at no cost to New York families.
Bosses!
Fast and free for every New Yorker.
And yet he has noticed that government doesn't do a great job now.
These are the slowest buses in the country.
Buses and subways are a good example of socialist confusion about what makes things work.
The original subways in New York were all private.
It carried tens of millions of passengers.
Private companies built most of the subways. Then, after 50 years, they said, let's raise the fare from a nickel to a dime.
People didn't like the idea of paying a higher fare, and the mayor took advantage of that and said, well, fine, the government will take it over, and we won't raise the fare.
But of course, government did raise it. The socialist politicians also say they'll make workers' lives better by raising the minimum wage to $30 an hour. That's popular. Last year, California's fast food workers celebrated the new $20 minimum wage.
Yeah.
Also, consumers have to pay more.
Restaurants in the state have increased prices by 10% faster than all other states.
It's just supply and demand.
We freeze the rent!
Activists like that.
Freeze the rent! Freeze the rent!
But they only like it because they don't realize it creates shortages everywhere it's been tried. St. Paul, Minnesota imposed rent controls.
The most stringent measure in the country.
So in St. Paul's twin city, Minneapolis, socialist Aisha Chugtai said,
I want us to follow their lead.
She's now vice president of the Minneapolis City Council. But when I interviewed her, she didn't even know that rent controls stopped most apartment building in St. Paul.
Builders still build in Minneapolis. Building permits were up 65%. But in St. Paul, they're down 60% because of rent control. You're not going to get more apartments by pushing this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's John Stossel.
The silence reveals so much.
That's right.
Okay.
You know, the thing is, rent control, if you don't have it, then people can't afford to rent, right? I mean, that's the... the problem.
Yeah.
And there are ways around that. The cities have been working on all of that. So there are ways. And mm-hmm. he avoids, of course, talking about the other ways in order to keep rent under some kind of control and make it affordable for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it, you know, it's his wise ass smirkiness
attitude
that just really, I just find it funny. You know, I used to watch him all the time and I'd end up walking away from the TV talking like him for some reason. I don't know why.
Really?
Why? You know, calling everything into question. Why is it like that?
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know, I was just looking up, according to the Forbes magazine, there are 900 billionaires, more than 900, somewhere around 800 to 900 billionaires in the U.S. And you want to guess on how many millionaires there are?
Wow.
Take a wild guess. 24 million millionaires.
People are getting
in
very
the U.S.
rich.
Yeah. They're very rich or doing just fine.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to check in on news and weather. And when we come back, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot in a little while on the weather.
And we've got immigration coming up as a topic and flag burning, just another addition to that.
And Brewers tickets to give away on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.